go home now?
Welcome back to Can I Go Home Now?
Hold on, podcast. It has to be more exciting. Welcome back to the, oh God, this is hard to like have fun doing this. All right, hold on. Come on, get into the headspace of a guy who would have fun doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I don't know. Bobby Lee.
Hey, anyone want to see my cock?
All right. Welcome. Simon Fraser is on.
Yeah,
today.
Simon's on.
What a treat.
You have quite a, I have so many things to ask you because you're British.
That's so true.
You're British. Well, we've been friends for a long time now.
A minute. Yeah.
Weirdly.
Mm-hmm. How long have you guys been like friends for?
Four or five years.
Since 4 years.
Yeah, since 2020, right?
Since
early
2020?
2021. 2021?
Yeah, okay. I think so. So maybe 3 years.
I met Simon in Florida with Lucas.
Oh, you met him that recently?
When did we meet?
Didn't we meet at the Conrad when Lucas brought me to a 5-star resort to just be around?
What?
Wait, hold on.
That's where I met Simon.
That was when we
met. Oh, you were staying there?
I was not staying
there. No, Lucas just invited him over.
I was told Lucas was staying there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so I promptly drove.
Yeah,
and totally.
Parked in valet and had the best 3 hours of my life.
Yeah. Was it really nice? What kind of a resort was it? Like a high, like a luxury?
It was like right
people
by,
waiting on you.
It was right by Epcot. It was right by Disneyland and all that stuff. So it was like one of those fancy, there was a lagoon.
There was a big, huge lagoon.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was great.
That's really cool.
But this idiot never had his ID, so we couldn't get drinks.
Me?
Or was it Lucas?
No, that's a John thing. Lucas,
I had my
ID.
Maybe I didn't have my wallet on me in the.
Yeah.
No,
it was Lucas. It was Lucas because he couldn't get one at the other bar.
What?
So I got him a drink.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. I hate that.
Why?
That sucks. Lucas does that everywhere. Everywhere he goes, Lucas does not bring a wallet.
Yeah.
He brings only his phone. And when they don't have Apple Pay, I am forced to pay for him. And he has $400 million and I have $58 in my
bank.
It's like,
I got you, man. When?
Before I think you just need a few cards. I just carry my cards like this, like just freehand.
Yeah, so maybe
that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Could you see that?
Yeah.
Connor!
Connor's on fentanyl.
Connor! Connor,
well,
I don't want to just show my cards.
No, I know,
but yeah,
he carries them loose hand like this,
dude.
I gotta.
What
like
is
this.
Wrong with you?
No, because the odds of losing a wallet are pretty high, but then you, if you have them separated, you can only lose one at a time. No,
or all of them.
Or all.
No,
of
no,
them.
No. You can't lose because then some will stay in the pocket, right? So then,
or they all fall out.
Yeah, okay, you're making
and
it.
And now they're at various points around New York City.
Right, but that's
as
a low.
To one.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point.
If you're basing it off of someone pickpocketing you, they'll get all of them. If you're basing it off of if it falls out of your pocket, it's way more likely it'll fall out if it's that thin.
If they're loose.
No,
because you
because you're always
there's
conscious
no no.
Of it.
How, so
you keep
I'm right.
It, you keep how a many, hand. You keep many, a hand down there.
How many times have you lost the cards?
One time I was running and
run with cards loose like that.
I forgot to zip my pocket.
Okay.
So, but then they fell out at various, you're right. They fell out at various stages around High Street.
Yeah. You doing that is actually really dumb. You got to do what I do, which is I actually fuse my card number to just take off my shirt. It's just fused to my chest.
It's like Iron Man's.
Yeah. Like
light.
Welded. Yeah.
When you pay with Apple Pay, you have to lean it.
Yeah. Do you take Apple Pay?
I do.
They get on the top rope like a luchador.
Jump.
Yeah.
Beep.
I got to, sir, it's declined. I got to move money over. All right, can I go again? Yeah.
But you're British, dude. That's crazy, man.
So crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, we went drinking last night.
We went out.
Yeah. You Brits go hard, dude.
We hit the town. Yeah.
Yeah? How many drinks did you have, you think?
I don't know. I blacked out for the last part of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
all of his British friends left us, and I was like,
oh, your British friends were there.
Well, actually, it was a Swiss friend, an Australian friend, and that was it.
So British.
But
two,
we had two.
So two British guys.
Yeah, two British guys. Two very English people.
Yep. That's all I care about.
With that.
Is that. They were different.
You know who we saw, who you had no idea? Maybe you would know. Maybe you didn't know. We went to a bar before we met up with you, and we saw Bill Cowher.
Oh.
You know,
really?
Like Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
Guy. Yeah.
Just
and it was
at the bar?
Second time I've met Bill Cowher.
How?
I met him when I was like 17 working in Washington, D.C.
What?
And I took a photo with Bill Cowher.
In D.C.?
Yeah. I didn't know
for
who
the NFL?
No. It was like on the Hill. But then he was
Bill Cowher works on the Hill.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of influence.
That was 10 years ago.
Bill Cowher works on the Hill.
But then there he was.
I don't like that.
We're in trouble.
That's bad.
Bill Cowher works. Why would you meet Bill Cowher on the Hill?
Bill Cowher, he was doing a stint. He was interning.
He was running for mayor.
He was interning.
He was there with Mike Singletary. There was some kind of event.
Oh my God.
So I took photos with both of them. I didn't know who they were.
Yeah, you sent me the photo. You look like you're 12.
Yeah, no, I'm very young.
Yeah.
And then, but then we went to this bar and there he was.
Wow.
He's unmistakable.
Yeah, yeah.
He's I don't know who he is, but so
yeah,
pretty mistakeable. Well, if I saw him,
yeah, you wouldn't even make the mistake.
Yeah, I would just look at him and be like, "Oh, that's someone's dad."
Yeah,
not even a mistake, actually.
Yeah,
he's a very
fun man. So he is quite unmistakable.
Whenever I don't know someone, I try to make any broad point about them to seem like I know them. Oh yeah, that guy's a father. Does he wear shoes? He sure does. I looked down, saw him.
He's a dad, that guy.
Yeah.
Bet he's got a little one.
Why are you saying that?
So, I don't know. I'm being silly. I was actually on the road with you the last weekend.
We had a
blast. It was funny because I was going to tell the story of us playing
disc golf
on the pod, yeah. But here you are to tell it with me.
So let's play it. Let's tell it.
Yeah. So yeah. We were in Cincinnati. I'm now Googling like things to do wherever I go. Like, what's this city known for?
And they always tell you the zoo. Any city you go to, it's always the zoo
always.
And some museum.
Yes.
That's not good.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. And every zoo everyone's like, oh, you got to check out the St. Louis Zoo. And yeah. It's like, it's the same zoo.
Why? Because they have zebras. Doesn't every zoo have zebras? And aren't they just stripy cows if we really boil it down?
Yeah, but these ones stripes go black to white, not white to black.
Yeah.
<I'm> listening.
Okay.
That just sounds super cool.
Okay, let's go. They have like, yeah, every zoo is the same shit. Museums are balls.
Did you guys go to the zoo as a kid, like with your school?
Yeah.
Did you not?
Yeah, no, I'm why would I start that sentence with, and I never did.
It sounded like you were long.
Yeah, no, dude, I miss it. Like, I miss going on field trips as a kid. Like, we would go to the zoo and just like,
yeah.
And they'd be like, all right, you all can like kind of split apart, just me back here. And I'm like, dude,
yeah,
I can just go hang with my friends for a whole day out of class. Dude. I don't have to be in class.
Well, you know what the annoying thing is like, you can do that now, but it's not as fun because we're allowed to.
Yeah.
And there's no chaperone. Like, I almost want like a field trips for adults thing where like the point of the trip is to learn something and then we can go together and like joke around while they get upset. While like a 50-year-old woman gets upset.
So you're saying like,
because what's fun for me is the misbehaving. That's the fun part of a field trip is like you're not supposed to be joking around. You're supposed to be doing a worksheet and you're drawing dicks on the worksheet.
So you're saying there should be an app like Uber where you can rent an adult that will be mad at you for splitting off from them.
Yeah, or like TaskRabbit. Like, is there a TaskRabbit? Is there like a TaskRabbit like genre where I can order a TaskRabbit who's like, he's just kind of a strict disciplinarian? Or that's
and they're wearing all leather and fucking you.
I think I just want a dominatrix now that I think about it.
I think I just wish my parents were still together.
But why can't I non-sexually order via an application a woman who's very strict and wants me to keep it down so I can goof off with my friends and it's really fun?
Yeah, it sounds great. But
doesn't it?
Well, I don't know. Is that grad school? No.
Grad school, yeah.
Okay, grad school.
You're like, maybe you just want to go to grad school.
Yes!
That's right. That's it. Yes, and like I get a diploma at the end. Yeah, grad school.
A certificate that says I went there.
And they call me a master at the end. Oh, that's a master's program.
And I get a degree.
Is that what you get at the end of a master's program, a master?
Yeah, you're a master of...
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Did you know he went to Yale?
Yeah.
Yeah, fun fact.
Dude, what the fuck? I was hanging out with him last night. He was like, this is what we did at Yale or whatever.
Wow, and I
was
like, I didn't say it like that.
And I was like, you went to Yale? And
wait,
you were like,
say it again.
I didn't believe you.
Yeah.
This is what we did at Yale.
That's pretty good.
Whoa, that was pretty good.
That was good. Really? That was bad. Just
mad. I have a couple questions for you, Simon.
Yeah, man.
Or actually, let's tell our disc golf
story. Oh, we got it.
So I Googled things to do in Cincinnati. It always says like a zoo or a shitty museum, whatever. Like the literally like the one of the museums was the Sign Museum in Cincinnati. I was like, yeah, I see signs every day. I'm not going to go to a museum for that. Mm-hmm. It's like I don't know. It's just stupid.
Signs?
It's like a wall museum. Look at all these walls.
But what are the signs for? Just
It was just like a bunch of signs. It was the history of signs in America.
Like as in like
literally.
A sign you would put up on the wall.
Yeah, I was like, that's balls. Like this sign could be in the museum. It'd be like podcast signs became a genre of sign in 2020.
Who did no that black thing? People was a very popular sign in the 1920s.
Whites only.
Yeah, whites.
This sign has a rich history.
Yeah. Those signs are always tough though, because it's always like no blacks, no women, or no Jews allowed.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's wrong with the Jews? You know?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
Well, what's wrong with yeah.
So funny. Hey, how come one of the three doesn't fit in a group I don't like category?
Huh.
Jews.
That's so funny. I'm so slow. I was like, well, what about black people? I like that. Oh, he's doing a bit.
I had the
wait,
same
what?
Thought.
No.
A bit.
Yeah, no. Anyway.
It was a leaf.
We were in Cincinnati. We got to this. Anyway, I looked it up. It said
the longest story.
Since Cincinnati's the best. No, it's not a long story. You guys interrupt every 4 seconds. It said that the thing to do in Cincinnati is disc golf. It's the biggest disc golf city in America. And I went, that's the kind of niche, weird, lame shit that I want to do when I'm on the road. So we go on Saturday of last week to disc golf. We meet this guy who, I guess he's like a disc golfer. Like he's a professional disc golf guy.
He's got 25 discs in his bag.
We were talking to him. We were like, we're trying to get a disc. And we were like, how many should we get? And he was like, well, I have 25 in my bag. But you guys should get one. Yeah. He was like, it's like going to golf. And just using the 5-iron for every single
No, he didn't
shot.
Say that.
He That's
said
what he
it's
said.
Like, no, he said it's like going to play ball golf.
Oh, ball golf, yeah.
He called it ball golf.
You can't call it ball golf.
That's he
golf.
Can.
He called golf ball golf.
Yeah, you can't
That's
do that.
That's kind of the most badass thing a disc golf player can do.
No, it's not. It's
the
shit
on the real
shit.
Golf.
It took me a second to understand what he meant by ball golf.
Ball golf.
I was like, oh, what sport is... Oh, you're talking about golf. You're talking about real
no.
golf. I was like, that's not what you call it. You don't add a modifier to the normal sport.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You don't add a modifier to the normal thing. Like it's like a lesbian being like, you guys have penis sex. I'm like, no, that's sex. That's like what most people do. That's how you came about.
It was insane.
Penis sex is sex. Your thing is different.
Scissoring or sex.
Yeah.
Well, you needed one to get the other. I think. What came first, the chicken or the egg? That's a legitimate thing, but then it's like, what was the first thing a chicken did? Did it scissor or did it have sex? So you were in Cincinnati playing golf?
It was just so funny how seriously he took a disc golf.
Yeah.
What a reminder it was that, like, you know, some things that are lame and stupid and really dumb to us mm-hmm. are like super important to losers.
Wait, hang on. There's a probable zero chance those two nice men who taught us how to throw are listening to this pod. They are losers.
It's kind of a beautiful story.
No, they were nice.
No, they weren't losers.
Frothing
he
is
was
pretty
a
fun.
Super nice guy. It's just if you call it ball golf, you're a loser. Yeah, that's what golf is, man. No one is when you say I'm gonna go golfing, no one's going wait with a disc or a ball. Or what kind of golf are you playing?
People get mad at, you know, Trump for going out. He's golfing again. God, he's got a good arm.
They think he's playing frisbee golf.
That's so funny.
Frisbee golf. And by the way, frisbee golf where we were playing, it was kind of in the woods. It quickly becomes just finding a frisbee in the woods.
Yeah.
You also can't call it frisbee golf. They get mad at you.
Yeah, it's disc golf.
Disc golf. It's a disc.
Because they're not frisbees. They're literally like different. Like a frisbee is bigger and these are like small and hard to throw.
Yeah, but if you get mad at someone for calling it frisbee golf, your penis has never been hard in someone. Am I wrong?
It may have been soft in someone. Yeah. It may have been hard outside of someone. But it's never been hard in someone.
if you call it disc golf.
That was really, but by the way, it's really fun. Disc golf.
Well, it's like fun for a little bit. I just would always get, I would always get mad because I was with people that could throw it way better than me. And they always wanted to play with me. And I'm like, no, I want to play and like have a shot of like winning.
Yeah. Oh, you've played a lot of disc golf.
We had a course. I didn't play a lot. I probably played 10 times in my life. That's a decent amount.
I think compared to the average person, that's
unbelievable.
That's a crazy amount. People listening are going, he's like an avid disc golfer.
I wouldn't say I'm avid.
When did you play for the first time?
In college. Maybe high school.
So you've played at least once a year for 8-9 years. And some
it would
years
be
more
like,
once.
How many discs do you have?
Do you
two.
Have?
Oh, wait,
you have two?
That's crazy.
What?
Well, one time we went to go play and he was like, you need to get your own. So I was like, okay, so I went and got my own.
And then that happened again? Why do you have two?
You need like one short. He was like, get a short range one and then get a
you
big one.
You have a putter and
they had a deal on him. They had a deal on him. It was like two for 15 or one for 10.
I can't believe we're shitting on disc golf and you have two discs.
I don't know where they all are.
You're like a professional.
You have
friend
a bag.
My
you
friend loves Ultimate Frisbee. My friend Spencer, shout out Spencer.
Yeah.
He wants to make the league in Ultimate Frisbee.
I think
he's really
cool.
Good.
Oh, is he good enough to make the league?
He's pretty good.
Ultimate is, by the way, maybe the best, one of the better sports. Like, I wish there were leagues because it's so dynamic. It's like hockey. It's like offense, defense. Everyone's playing everything. And the plays are fucking sick. Like, have you seen like YouTube compilations of like guys diving? The coolest thing about like Ultimate Frisbee is you throw it and it's in the air for like 10 seconds before they catch it. Have you seen those throws? Like the length of the field and someone's like running 50 yards.
And then they lay out?
Yeah, they
catch it. And then the four people in the stadium that they rented that they're not getting their money back on, they're like, yay!
More accurately, the four people go, I need my Narcan. Pass me my Narcan. Oh, fuck. What's going on in the field right now?
Why do they seem happy for the first time? What sports did you play, Simon?
Oh, yeah. Soccer.
Soccer. Yeah. American soccer. And tennis. And basketball. And baseball.
You played basketball?
I played
and
baseball.
Baseball?
I played baseball growing up.
Baseball in England?
Yeah. And the Wormwood Scrubs or something like that. Every Sunday, we would go out and the coach, nice American man.
The Wormwood Scrubs. What is it with you guys and the name?
Yeah, what the fuck?
What's wrong with the Wormwood Scrubs?
And the Peaky Hole.
That was our jousting team. The Wormwood Scrubs.
I think it's called the Wormwood Scrubs.
I mean, that is the funniest team
definitely
name
the
I've
Scrubs.
Ever. Why not just like the Coyotes or the Bears?
No. That was
the Starling Maples.
No, this wasn't the name of our team. This was the name of the field where we would play.
The Wormwood Scrubs Stadium?
Scrubs?
No, it was like a park.
What does Scrubs mean?
Scrubs is like another fun word for park. You know,
what?
The Scrubs.
No, the Scrubs in America is doctor's uniforms.
Doctors covered in blood.
That's what I wore when I worked with autistic kids, so their spit wouldn't get on my real clothes. And that's true.
That's true and not offensive. That's just why he wore them.
Pee? Sometimes pee?
Yeah.
No, I was a center fielder. I played a lot of baseball. What? I was a big Twins
fan. You played a lot of baseball?
Yeah.
Like a lot?
Not like a lot, but like more than, you know.
Wait, you were a Twins fan?
I enjoyed the Twins. I enjoyed Joe Mauer.
Yeah, Joe Mauer.
Wow. He was my guy. And
Joe Mauer, love a good contact.
That's kind of the only person I remember from the Twins.
Oh, okay. So you're just trying to relate to me because I'm wearing a Twin shirt.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. What was your team that you followed?
I liked the Mets.
No. Why?
The Mets?
Why did you like the
Mets?
Well,
he gets to pick. He's from a different country.
Yeah, I like Jose Reyes.
No, I know.
I liked Jose Reyes.
Okay, Jose Reyes.
I thought he was cool.
Yeah, he was cool. That was an era, dude. Yeah. Pat Burrell. You guys know Pat Burrell?
No.
Pat Burrell was a Philly. He was like a very mid-level, like a 20 homer, 230, 240 average a year guy. Maybe 20 to 30 homers, 230, 240 average. And he fucked, I'd say, every woman in Philadelphia.
Wow. Really?
It's so much so that it's now a meme online. Pat Burrell fucked my wife.
Really?
Yeah, in Philly.
Huh.
He just has a problem.
It doesn't sound like a problem.
He needs help.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, he would just go to all the bars in Philly after games, get drunk as shit, and fuck everyone's wife.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, Burl.
I guess pitching is the weirdest position in any sport.
He's not a pitcher.
Oh, what is he?
He was an outfielder. 230, 240 average a year.
Oh,
30,
oh yeah, yeah.
20, 30 home runs. But he's fat. He was like a fat kind of guy. Yeah. Which is great.
He just was.
If you can, if you're bigger, you can even go to the MLB. That's like, is that the only league that's true in?
You old Prince Fielder. But what about like, was he a twin? Could be a fat golfer.
CC Sabathia.
But not really.
Fat golfer.
I haven't really seen any fat golfers.
Yeah, John Daly.
That guy DJ Burns.
Yeah.
On NC State.
DJ Burns. Is he fat, rocks. And he's great.
And they've got that guy bowling? On the Grizzlies. As
bowling, yeah, absolutely. Grizzlies?
Yeah, there's one fat guy on the Grizzlies.
An NBA player?
Yeah, he's like a rookie. Huh? Big boy.
Dude, I saw that bowler retired. Have you seen that guy?
Pete Weber.
Who?
Is he the guy that's like, who do you think you are? I am? That guy, yeah, he retired.
Do you know he was yelling that at a 13-year-old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was chopping him the whole time.
21, are you kidding me?
That's the funniest shit ever.
Yeah.
Talking shit to a child.
Bowling's gay. It's like a 13-year-old kid.
Am I gay if I just hit a strike? Kinda.
A little.
How many bowling balls do you think a professional bowler has? Do they just have one? Or is it, do they have 25?
They definitely have one they like the most. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They definitely, I bet you they have one that's like, it's like how NBA players have shoes. Like they just have one pair over and over.
Do you use a different bowl if you have like a 7-10 split as opposed to having 8-10?
Oh, interesting. Like the control aspect. Yeah. I don't know. Let's guess.
John's like probably guessing. Listening. Like I have 10 bowl.
Yeah. I don't bowl often. I just have 14 bowling balls and I bowl once a year. Well, 15 times a year. Well,
15 times a month. Every other day.
Every other day.
I guess I'm a big bowler.
I really don't think I'm that big into frisbee golf like you guys are saying.
Disc golf. Don't call it that. It's really annoying. We just established that.
Sorry, disc golf.
I want like a weird ass hobby like that. Like some weird shit that I could just like enjoy like miniatures, like getting like a really small guy that looks just like John and painting him like black. just like getting a 2-inch tall John, but he's black.
What, it looks like you kind of done it with the poster.
Very you want Chloe Carson made this. She's a listener.
You want
she did a great little, job.
It's great. It's great.
But do you guys not feel that? Like, don't you wish you had like a niche interest?
Yeah.
Like something
no,
really
I don't wish I had you, specific. But little in black. Also, that's not a niche interest.
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
miniatures?
Technically it is.
Like
but
figurines.
But slavery like wasn't this. A niche interest.
When did I say slavery was going to be my hobby?
I just want a little black you.
I want a 2-inch tall miniature of you that I painted to be a black person.
Well, why don't you just play chess?
What are you not
chess
getting about
little black.
This? This is really simple. I want a 2-inch tall made of clay version of you that I painted to look like you but black.
Oh, okay. Not like a majestic, like magical real life me.
No, not like that's a 2-inch really tall you, like not like Indian in the
that
cupboard.
Would be great.
Not like a you that comes to life and is 2 inches tall.
Huh.
What could that guy even do? Make me one sandwich a day?
What would you do if you were 2 inches tall?
Oh, that's such a good question.
I would probably die. I'd probably die so fast.
Yeah, I actually think. Because here's why is like, imagine if a rat or a mouse was like 4 to 5 times your size.
Terrifying.
Like that's one of the scariest things ever. And a spider was like a little smaller than you. How scary would that be? How many?
That's horrifying.
There was a movie made about this.
What do you mean?
It's called Ant-Man.
Oh,
I think it settles this.
What do you mean? It settles it? How?
Oh, I think. Well, I haven't seen this movie.
Do you think?
I assume they go into details of of what
probably
happened when you're this small.
Do you think if human beings were 2 inches tall, just as a species, we would be where we're at now?
If human beings were 2 inches tall as a species,
with all the intelligence and the same motor skills, we're just shrunk to 2 inches tall.
No,
we wouldn't be, right?
Because the only way we advanced was, taking control of, resources and then But then we had to carry that stuff in the first place.
Okay.
Like, in order to build machines, we had to carry it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But we couldn't carry it because we'd be too small.
You think we'd be too small?
It would be small. We would have a little town.
It would be equipped.
It'd be like New York, but like very little.
That's a good point.
We would have little towns. Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah, we wouldn't need as much. We'd go to space, but it'd be like,
yeah, this podcast studio would be that desk right there.
Dude, imagine if trees were like 1,000 times your height. How cool that would be.
That'd be crazy.
We could have like a whole city in a tree.
Yeah. This is the most funny podcast.
It's just this so is cool.
The, like the, if, like this three, is the sick If three children made a podcast, what if trees went to space and then you could climb them all day? Yeah. I always wanted a tree house as a kid.
Would you have sex with a regular sized woman if you were 2 inches tall?
Would you have sex with a regular sized woman if you were 2 inches tall?
If she went, what, I want your what are two you talking inch about?
Body
2 inch body in me. If she had like a fetish, if she was like, I like when you guys crawl inside of me.
Oh, like Jonah the whale, you just kind of dive in and then fool around in there. It's a biblical tale,
just like Jonah the whale. Yeah, yeah.
Except it's not Jonah the whale, Jonah and the whale. The whale wasn't called Jonah.
Oh, okay, Jonah the whale.
But was Jonah the whale?
It'd be funny to make the whale the central character in the story. I'm just, hey, I'm in the Bible and I'm just a whale that likes when people crawl inside of me.
I feel like the smell, if you're that small, would be so bad. Just because it's not bad now, but I feel like if you're that small, you probably get like way more of it.
The smell of vagina, you mean?
It just like everything, like it's by the ass too. It's like, just if you're that small, I feel like if you're climbing in it,
yeah, just like other senses are, you know, your sense of smell is heightened because you're smaller.
Yeah.
Right. It's like Journey to the Center of the Earth, but inside of a woman. There's like dinosaurs.
Is there a movie about that?
There's dinosaurs in her pussy.
Yeah, I think it's called Journey to the Center of the Earth, right?
Yeah, with Brendan Fraser.
But what's that movie where they get like, is it Honey, it's not Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, is it? When he's like inside the body, like flying, he's like in a spaceship.
Magic School Bus.
No.
No, it is. It's Magic School Bus.
Magic School Bus, they don't shrink down to 2 inches and climb inside of a vagina.
Wait, there's a movie where he gets in a vagina? Okay.
But it wasn't Magic School Bus. I'm trying to think. You ever see like a clip of a movie as a child and you're like, it just sticks with you?
Yeah.
Like your whole life?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's like one of those scenes. I'm like, I remember the scene where a guy's like going towards a heart and then he has to like drift off so he doesn't hit someone's heart.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it is.
What the fuck? What a disturbing image to put in kids' brains.
I know.
There's a guy inside of you driving a car towards your heart, and in order not to kill you, he has to sacrifice himself by slamming against your ribs. Isn't that such a fucked up image?
And then they put flowers on the ribs. Like it's like a DUI crash.
There's a small cross inside of your chest, yeah, where a guy died.
Flowers every month. There's new ones.
I don't have any, like, I don't know. What did you grow up with? What kind of cartoons did you grow up with in the UK?
There was Ed, and Eddie.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because we had the Cartoon Network. And then we also had Nickelodeon.
Did they have...
Why are you saying it like that?
Simon, you don't talk like that.
I get
Stop.
You're British, but you're like putting way more...
No one enunciates it like that. No.
Yeah. No, it's... I don't know what you're talking about.
You're...
Network.
Yeah. Is,
Cartoon Network.
You're saying it pretty normally.
Nickelodeon.
No, my buddy Parth. My buddy Parth. You know Parth.
Yeah.
My buddy Parth from India. He always puts emphasis on the last syllable of words just because that's how he learned to speak English. And it's very fun to do.
Mm.
Oh.
So I like doing it.
So twins. You did, was it like, okay.
The Minnesota Twins. Yeah, I guess you need two syllables.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Twins. The Minnesota
Twins. Twins.
Yes.
Twins.
Cut that.
And then burping. Oh, boy.
That's the music.
So you grew up with American cartoons, but you were British listening to the cartoons?
Yeah. It was terrible.
That must have been tough for you.
Yeah.
Mummy.
Developing my sense of national identity.
Why do they talk like that? They're talking weird.
Mummy, they live in trailers.
No, but
Ed and Eddie is such a funny show to watch. It's like a snobby British.
Why do they
British
live in cars? Yeah. Yeah.
This is what Americans are. They're friends with Wood.
Why are Americans so dumb, Mummy? They're stupid.
We own them.
Why do they all have one name with three different variations, Mummy?
Mummy.
Ed and Eddie.
Well, the second
Why
Ed is the crazy
named
one.
Ed?
Is that all of them, mother?
Did they work backwards from a name with Ed, Ed, and Eddie?
Did they work?
Doesn't it feel like they just had Ed, Ed, and Eddie? And then
yeah,
and they were like, I guess it's about
oh,
like
and then they're like,
kids.
Let's make a show about this yeah. funny name.
Because it's, yeah. it's fun to say.
But I don't think the second Ed is a real way of spelling Ed. E-D-D?
No.
No one spells Ed
no
like
one
that.
Spells Ed like that.
Yeah, but
they were like,
fun.
Hey, we like Ed and Eddie. Let's just make it another Ed.
I think it's like halfway in between Ed and Eddie. Well,
yeah, I mean, correct. Look, man, I don't think SpongeBob's a real name. I mean, like, it's a cartoon, all right?
Maybe.
Ed with two D's, that's the hardest thing to come yeah, to terms with that cartoon.
Yeah, it didn't really make sense. No, but we have British cartoons as well.
What?
Like...
Spinky's Blimey!
What? No, but they weren't cartoon. We didn't have animation, so it was just the...
Roving Hedges.
Like the Teletubbies. It was like the Teletubbies.
The Teletubbies?
Yeah. You know the Teletubbies?
Yeah, Spindly that's not a... Jinx.
Yeah, no, I think that was one of the names.
Yeah.
Just trying to come up with British names for
cartoons. Yeah.
Spleepy Beepies.
Smashing Blinkers.
I can't think of any British things.
Yeah.
Come on, someone think of a British cartoon. Connor? Connor, can you pull up British cartoons?
Oh, like an actual name.
Like an actual British cartoon.
What were they about? Were they different?
No, I can't remember them. I think they were just about like thing, you know, like go to the store, you go to the supermarket, and you get your things, and then I think that's what cartoons are supposed to do, like
what?
Teach you about life.
Oh, okay.
Right.
No.
What are the cartoons?
I think they're supposed to entertain.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm sure Mr. Bean was probably like a big cartoon when you were a kid.
No, we never really watched it until like French.
He's
class.
More international.
You'd only watch Mr. Bean in French class.
Yeah.
And then you have to be like, Monsieur yeah. Bean, you know,
yeah.
avec le chaise.
What's that I just mean? Think anything that is in America, chair, I just assume anything that is in America and it's white people, it's Britain.
Yeah.
I was like, Mr. Bean has to be British because he's white and not in America.
No, he is British.
He is British.
Yeah.
Oh, well, why French class?
Because it's like you learn French, you know, you Mr. Bean does a lot of things that are very...
French?
But I think...
That you can describe in French.
Oh.
Like most languages, but in French.
Because it's very physical comedy.
So it's like he drives his car.
Mr. Bean hit himself on the forehead with the hand, and the egg pop on his head, and then the egg drip down to his chin. Like you would say that in French.
I like that when French people like say Mr. Bean instead of Monsieur Bean. Where they take the English name. And then just go with it.
Yeah. Like, that is funny to...
Because it should be Monsieur Bean, but they're like, Mr. Bean.
This is funny, like, learning French only from Mr. Bean. So if you go to France, the only way you can speak to people is if they're doing something super zany and, like...
I cannot describe what you're
like,
doing.
Slipping on a banana peel and falling on a speedboat that's on and it goes.
Oh, my God.
I can talk to you if you're doing that. All right, what's the start at number five and then go down to one.
Number five is Count Duckula.
Count Duckula.
Number five is Count Duckula.
All right, number four.
Number four, it's Mr. Hell Show.
Mr. Hell Show.
Wait, is Og part of it or is that the?
Yeah.
Number four is Og.
Cool.
It's Mr. Hell Show.
Og, it's Mr. Hell Show.
It's so British to have an exclamation in the title of a show.
Right, blimey!
Yeah.
It's Geraldine's
blimey,
daily coffee
it's
hour.
Sprinky Blinder. All right.
Good heavens. Yeah. It's tea time with Macy.
Tea time with Macy.
No, blimey. Is
blimey.
Part of the, it's part of the title.
I don't like what you guys are doing.
Wait, okay, what's number three?
How is Og?
Danger Mouse.
Danger Mouse.
All right. What's number two?
The Amazing World of Gumball.
Yeah, that's
British. Amazing World of Gumball. That's an English show. That's an American show.
The Amazing World of Gumball.
That's an American show.
It sounds British.
Show. That show's
amazing
really funny.
Amazing World of Gumball.
All right. Now, what's number one?
The Animals of Farthing Wood.
Yes, that's the most British one. The Animals of Farthing Wood.
Yeah. What the hell?
I've never heard of any of those.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
Well, where did you grow up? London?
London.
Was it more Americanized there because it's very international?
No, it was very... No, the TVs were, you know...
What, very British?
Yeah.
But you never heard of
Farthing Wood? What did you watch as a kid?
Just like CBBC. It's like children's BBC.
Oh. Okay.
And then Nickelodeon.
Oh, okay.
Cartoon Network. Disney Channel.
ESPN.
Yeah, so I guess you watched all American.
Yeah. We didn't have ESPN, but we had Satanta Sports, mm-hmm. which would show ESPN. And mm-hmm. Satanta Sports was like this Irish offshoot that no longer exists. But it was the precursor to American Sky. Sports coming to England.
Oh, interesting.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, very interesting.
What do you think about like the Queen?
I think she's, well, I guess, yeah, she was good. She was enjoyable.
Well, do you like respect the royal family?
Yeah, I my thing
oh,
is
you do.
They have well, no you... they have no power. So anyone who's like, oh, it's, you know, anachronistic to live with a monarch is, I think that like is a completely irrelevant argument.
Yeah.
Because they have no power whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's just they're there to bring in tourist dollars. And so, yes, they have a lot of, yes, we have to pay taxes, but they bring in more money. So it makes sense financially that they should exist.
You're like, yeah, but they're not actually a king. It's no. literally like someone getting mad. Like, it's just really fucked up that some people are magicians, like, and they wield magic this day and age. And you're like, but they're just say that.
Yeah,
they
but
don't actually do
you
it.
Can't
they don't
compare a magician
spells.
To someone who lives the life of royalty and has no.
No, but they literally don't.
And was born into it.
No, but his point is they don't have the power. It's just like being a rich guy. Are you against people being rich?
No, I wouldn't say I'm against it.
Yeah, because that's all they are right now. They're just a really rich family.
They do a lot of community service as well, and also people.
Well, that's good.
And it's fun to see them. You know, like if you're, I've never seen anyone from the royal family.
I have heard they volunteer quite a bit in Cockshire Wood.
That's true.
Okay.
Play lacrosse,
actually, the tourist thing, I never really thought about that. That is, and I thought they like decided stuff.
No, they have no say.
Oh, okay.
They're just ever since, you know, we broke with tradition, or ever since we abolished the monarchy and said, hey, all power is going to be in parliament. They're just there.
They're just your figurehead.
They're just there.
And they used to have power. Yeah, but now they're just symbolic. And it's something to rally around. Now it's just a symbol. Because without them, we're not really much. We're a pretty bad nation in general.
It's sort of like for us, it's like their version of the president. They're just people to hate or like. But they don't do anything.
I would compare it to our like celebrities, like actors and actresses.
Yeah.
It's like if the president is, that would be our government.
The president does nothing.
Yeah, the president also does nothing, but he could do something.
Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah, everyone's always, we could do something. But yeah, the president does nothing.
Yeah.
Not much, really. Not too much they can do themselves. It's a guy to hate. That's really, it's kind of a crazy job to want because you don't have too much actual power other than the ability to drone strike people in
and listen
the Middle
to,
East at will.
Listen to people that say they'll kill you if you don't. Just follow what they want.
Yeah, exactly. And then you just get to be hated for 4 to 8 years.
Yeah, yeah, everyone, you would just know that 150 million people are going to hate you.
Like, hate you. But it's, you got to be crazy to be like, I'll do it. Yeah. That's why everyone who does it is so old, is because they're just senile.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
What do you think will happen to RFK?
Sign me up.
If RFK became president, what do you think would happen to him?
What would happen to him?
Like, do you think he would die like immediately? Like someone would kill him immediately?
RFK?
Yeah.
Yeah, and someone would kill him just for fun.
I think if he became president, he might resign quickly because I don't think he even believes he could. So he might get sworn in and be like, I don't want to do this.
What have I done?
I renounce my presidency effective immediately.
Do I get to pick the next guy?
Reinstate. My vice president, Mr. Hulk Hogan, as president.
Hey, bro. Hulk
Hogan. Him giving speeches like this.
Hey, brother.
Dude, I used to love the WWE. You ever watch wrestling?
Oh, I loved it.
Hulk Hogan, is he wrestling? I thought he was a bounty hunter.
No, you're thinking of Doug.
Doug the bounty hunter. Hulk Hogan. I mean, now I'm sure Hulk
very
Hogan.
Similar people.
They are. Hulk Hogan was a big wrestler.
Yeah, you know, you punch Hulk Hogan and he'd be like,
you go.
No, I think that was Dog the Bounty.
How did you mix them up completely? Where now you think Dog is Hulk?
No, that was Dog, and Hulk is the bounty hunter.
The music
Hulk Hogan is the bounty hunter, and Dog the Bounty Hunter is the wrestler.
Yeah, it's early.
No, Dog the Bounty Hunter is the wrestler,
and
you're
Hulk Hogan
Hulk
the wrestler
Hogan.
Is the bounty hunter.
Do they have wrestling in Britain?
Yeah, we love it. We go crazy.
Is it WWE? Like, same shit? Okay.
It's like
is there WWE, anything you guys have made yourselves?
We have Bluey, the cartoon Bluey.
Bluey.
That's a popular one now. I haven't seen it, but yeah, I know that it's very, how they pay attention to detail in that show. And they do cool stuff for kids with sensory shit.
Oh, nice. And Peppa the Pig.
And Peppa Pig.
Oh, or is it Peppa Pig?
Isn't he like a notorious sex offender?
I've heard that. Yeah.
I why hasn't he gotten Me Too'd? How about Peppa the Pig's got a bunch of like.
Well, also it's a little girl pig,
isn't it? Peppa. Wait, who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of.
I'm thinking of a different cartoon.
You're thinking of Harvey Weinstein.
there's like a cartoon where
Peppa the Pig. I thought you were doing a joke.
Oh,
I don't think Peppa the Pig is a sex.
Le Pew or so. Or
yeah, Peppa Le Pew. Yeah, that was close. Yeah, but he's a creep.
What? No, he's just
isn't that like a cartoon cat?
He's just a frog, right?
No, Pepe Le Pew is like a real creep.
Oh, Pepe Le, oh yeah.
He's
yeah.
always like hitting like really hard. Yeah,
Pepe Le Pew,
yeah, really hard on the girl. Yeah, exactly.
I guess I haven't seen it.
Well,
but he's in the Looney Tunes.
Well, why
right?
why are we only Me Tooing real people? Why can't it extend into like cartoons who also did things that are wrong?
Yeah.
I agree. And arrest the writers
that
wrote this.
And get Lola Bunny.
Why don't
we
start arresting people who write about sexual harassment, because that's just as worse, just as bad.
What do you mean write about it?
Like if people, like if you're a journalist and you write about, or you make a cartoon where like there's a problematic character,
you should go
to jail too.
Yeah, writers should get arrested.
Like whoever created like No Country for Old Men, the Coen brothers.
What was
Cormac McCarthy?
Cormac McCarthy novels.
Yeah, but the movie.
Oh, the movie, yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, the writer. I don't really know where this theory's going.
Just that if you write about it,
it made sense
saying,
in my head, and now I can't really explain what I'm saying. I'm just saying we should throw way more people in prison because I don't think there's enough people there.
Mm-hmm.
In prison. Yeah, it's gone down.
The prisons are underpopulated.
They're underpopulated.
We need nerd-ass writers in there.
We got to figure out a way to send people we don't like to prison.
Yeah, and also guys who make like video games where like the female character has like huge tits and a big ass.
They can.
Yeah,
they should go to prison
or be presidents.
You like that?
They should be. They should. They're awesome.
Those are great.
I just think it's like really weird because of the level of detail that you have to pursue to get that done. It takes like years to make a character.
Yeah,
and you're consciously. Every single meeting, dude, think of how many meetings there are where the guy goes, what do we think of her? And they all look at these triple G tits and they go, she looks great. Nothing wrong with that or unrealistic about it. She's like, her holster's like between her tits and they're like, yeah, it looks great. I love that one. There's not one woman in the whole company to be like, maybe she holsters it on her hip where most people do.
And then they're like, this is
and
the
guy
who.
And her butthole doesn't act as a third holster.
And they're like, what do you think of the guy that fucks her in the game? And it just looks like the guy who created him.
It's like a one-to-one
copy.
It's
like balding with glasses. Yeah. He just looks exactly like him. He's doing a slideshow.
He's doing a slideshow.
And everyone's like, I like it. They also look like him.
The one woman at the company. The woman character looks just like her. Except with huge tits and a big ass.
It's a video game.
Why are you getting so uptight?
I don't see any similarities now.
What are you talking about? You don't look like that. God, you're so hysterical.
You're crazy.
Do you want to get a drink?
What?
Come on. This sucks. Wish you'd get a drink with me. Just back to designing you in a video game. What? See, you are designing.
No, I'm not. You don't want a drink.
I'm just saying that. You don't want a drink. Those guys are so creepy, man. It takes you years to make a video game.
Yeah, but I can't. I mean, it's
there's
like,
no
well,
women.
Here's the thing. It's like, do you want, if you're going to make something in a video game, would you want it to, they're trying to appeal to the masses.
Yeah.
You know, they want people to be like, oh, I would fuck this video game too. Not only would I play it, but I would also fuck it.
But that's simply not necessary for a video game.
Dude, like, sex sells, man.
Think about Madden.
Yeah.
Think about FIFA. They don't have those, big jiggling tits
that's,
in FIFA.
Those are sports, though.
Shit. They've got the women's teams now.
Why can't we get the people who design the characters in Tomb Raider to design Neymar in the next FIFA.
Well, you can't
just like Neymar with a huge Brazilian ass and big tits.
That's what I'm saying. Don't you think they would have like way more people that play the game?
Yeah,
if there, exactly.
If Neymar was hot, like a hot woman, yeah. If I could jerk off to Neymar, I'd buy FIFA tomorrow, and I don't even have an Xbox.
Just look at the disc.
I would just jerk off on the disc all day.
Neymar with tits is the cover of FIFA.
It's the exact same face and body, except gigantic triple G tits.
They should do that in the game. There, I mean, there's really nothing to lose with doing that in the game. They don't make games like, they try to make it so realistic now that it's like, it's not as fun anymore.
Dude, this is sort of a good idea. Like, you know how there's all those sports games and everyone's upset about like transgender athletes in sports? We should make a sports game where it's like one trans athlete on the team. It's like the U.S. women's soccer team and one of them is trans, is a trans woman.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good idea.
And that's a game.
Incorporate current social issues into the game.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Trans, get trans athletes in there, you know?
And you can have other, you know, do you take the knee? You can choose to take the knee.
You can choose. Yes.
Yeah.
Before every match, when they play the national anthem in that scene you always skip, decide whether or not you're going to take the knee.
You can have
because Black Lives Matter.
You can have a stadium like just kind of filling in it at the opening whistle because they've been disrupted by a Palestinian protest.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not
code in like streakers on the field, but they're not streaking. They're coded in an Israeli flag.
Yeah.
It's kind of perfect.
And they run across, and Neymar with big tits pushes them over and scores a goal.
That'd be way more
celebrates
fun game
with a trans woman.
You know what's crazy?
But does that affect the game? Does that affect? Would it be?
Yeah,
you know,
it affects it a little.
Or could it be like Neymar gets a red card because he pushes? Because
he pushed over the Israeli. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Are the refs pro-Israel or pro-Palestine?
But then does he get a contract boost because everyone's like, good for you
for being pro-Palestine anymore. Yeah, there's a lot of layers to it. But I think what's good about this is we got the ball rolling. We got the conversation started and we're pushing the Overton window towards where we want it to be, which is making sports video games more about social issues such as transgender women in sports.
Yeah.
And women with huge tits playing. As men in sports.
I mean, really the only...
And Palestine and Israel. And the infrastructure bill.
Anytime Palestine's brought up. Anytime Israel's brought up. Just in the camera.
Damn.
Oh. And Black Lives Matter.
Stop. Going, ooh.
Wait. I want a video game where you can play and you can kneel for the anthem in when you're playing the Dallas Cowboys away. And then several people in the audience yell the N-word at you. I want a video game that simulates that experience.
I do too. Well, they used to make fun ones like Blitz, how you could like fight people.
Yeah. So why not make impactful ones? What about a game about what it's like to work in the front office of an NBA organization as a woman and just not be treated?
A game?
What about a full game devoted to that? If we're pushing the liberal agenda in the media, let's push it through video games.
Women in the workplace 2K25.
The Super Bowl is just a meeting where a guy steals your idea and you have to speak up for yourself.
Yeah.
They used to have that in like 2K on like my player mode in 2K in like 14.
Yeah.
They used to have very realistic or weirder scenarios. Like Jimmy Butler can't play because he sexually harassed the...
Actually?
Yeah. It would be the most random.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it would be like Jimmy Butler is out. You know, you're doing your my career or whatever.
He's out for a...
For sexually harassment. That wasn't in the game.
No. Maybe that one not, but like along those lines.
No, that one obviously not. Maybe.
No, there's a chance that one wasn't there.
I was going to say, there's
Jimmy Butler's out for 6 to 8 weeks because he is on trial for rape.
No, because he made a snide comment.
I mean, maybe like in a press conference, he like swore and got fined.
No, they would be very...
There's no way they would put that in a kid's game. Jimmy Butler's out 6 to 8 weeks.
It was a good lesson.
The Orlando Magic have released Paolo, what's his name? Banchero,
yeah.
On domestic violence charges.
No, and that was the truly part of the thing.
Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, they just found out. They released him too. They didn't check why they released
him. The Timberwolves don't really care, so the Timberwolves are going to suck.
Yeah. Damn. Well, should we go over to Patreon?
No, I think we got to do this riff for a while more. catch us on the Patreon. We're going to be answering audience questions on the Patreon.
With
as
Simon.
As well as asking Simon how easy it is to get pussy as a British man in America.
All right. Can I go home now?